Now, I did hit the record button. I don't know what that actually means for this machine for the first few minutes. And we're going to be picking up road noise because it's a nice fucking day and all the windows are open.
Yeah, I feel like that's the fans want road noise, Jason.
And there's a cat that's trying to get outside currently that's making noise. This is going to be an interactive podcast.
It's okay because the fans like your cats, Jason. I like that cat at least. Your other cats, who knows? You wouldn't even know. It's like children under the stairs. You wouldn't even know you had them.
Hey, this is the only cat that is friendly.
Yeah, or is not a chicken shit, you mean?
No, they're just waiting to make their move to murder you.
I believe it. Or just eat my corpse when I die. That's what you'd mention. If those two got out, they wouldn't live long. I'm like, I don't know, man.
Okay,
like, you don't know they're there, so they might like be all right.
So the big one? One with one eyeball?
Yeah, one that's already used up his life's worth of vet bills to you.
So when I brought them to the vet the first time, the vet told me...
This is 8 lives.
She said, this one is... He's a little underdeveloped. I'm like, I think she just called my cat a retard.
Yeah, she did.
And she wasn't wrong.
No, she said this one here...
He's very much... He just kind of reads the room and adapts to what's happening.
How do you know that as a vet? Like, you figured it out just because you live with it. And after a while, you go, okay.
These cats outside, the big one would just sit on the sidewalk and cry till someone fed him. And the little one would be hunting animals. And that if I throw one of their toys.
But what you described, though, is basically the cat acts like a basic dog. That makes it a retarded cat if it behaves like a dog.
Yeah, no, he's just...
Because this one over here, I don't queen a badass.
This cat does not have a worry in the world.
No, she'll go out and kill anything. She's like, there's food here, there's food outside.
And that's how the other little female cat I have is.
Yeah.
She will also... Like, that cat...
Women will do that shit, dude. For half the reason.
But that dude cat I have, he's just big dummy.
Yeah, that just described most of society.
But the dude's like, I don't know, what's this?
You ready to start?
Yeah, this thing hasn't malfunctioned yet. So
all right, I think we're ready to roll. Just waiting for the point.
Light me at 5.
We're talking about a whole new philosophy. I just don't want to answer to anybody anymore.
So what you guys are telling me is that you're trying to decide if you want to be homeless or not.
Light me at 5. Like, where's the line?
Yeah. 5. We're figuring this out. This is Light Me at 5.
Light Me at 5.
With Dean Jernigan. Rusty Nixon and Jason LaFoo.
Light me at 5.
I better not see that cat.
Thanks for joining us at Light Me at 5. I'm Dean Jernigan.
I'm Jason LaFoo.
Jason the Point LaFoo coming in just on time.
Dude, I had crazy this morning. So I'm expecting a car. Is being shipped from Nebraska to Indiana.
And I was in the car business, and this shit still fascinates me. So, like, you can... That it's worthwhile. It's not so expensive that it's detrimental. Like, it's worthwhile to actually ship a car.
I think it was, like... I don't know exactly how much it was, because I did not pay for it.
That's the best. That's the best.
But I do know that the amount that he requested from me when he dropped the car off was $400. So I'm assuming it was probably $800. $400 up front, $400 on delivery. Because I know there was a deposit that was made on it.
I bet it wasn't equal. I bet the deposit was cheaper. I bet the deposit just
covered
fuel.
Maybe $250.
Yeah, I bet it just covered fuel.
So
that way they were
up
they
to
eight.
So let's say up to $800 it was to ship this car.
I bet it was six. I bet it was closer to six though. I'll bet that deposit.
I didn't have anything to do with the booking, but I got a few quotes beforehand, and it was going to be $600 to $900 for the quotes I were getting.
Yeah, which isn't bad to ship a car 5 states.
No, it's not that bad.
Especially if it wouldn't have made it, and then you'd have had to sink more than that probably in repairs in order to get it over here.
But I'm expecting this car, right? And I know this.
Dude, you have to chill out. We are recording. This is a professional recording studio.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You can't just meow.
Well, he's keeping the mice down.
Thank you.
I better not see that cat.
I know I'm expecting a text message from someone that's bringing this car. And I get a text message, and here's the weird thing. Because if you could see this text, I get a text message from somebody in my comments who is a young woman who I haven't spoken to in 15 years. Let's call her Ashley.
And it's the top one?
No, it's the one right here with the picture on the face. That's a brand new phone, so, and I didn't have any of my backup stuff come in. But you see that?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get this text message. I haven't seen this person in like 15 years, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, is this the transport?
It says, hello, Jason. This is Santiago. I'm transport with a Volkswagen Golf. I have the address. Wanting to know when the earliest time I can deliver. And I'm just like, anytime is fine. He's like, all right, be there before 10. And then he calls me when he gets there, and this shows up on my phone. And I'm like, dude, how long have you had that number? He's like, I don't know, man, like a year or so. I was like, dude, I have you in my contacts as this lady here who I haven't spoken to in years. And he's like, dude, this number's tied to so much shit. My wife found this number on Snapchat and wanted to know why I had a Snapchat of some chick. And I'm like, I don't have a fucking Snapchat. What are you talking? But her phone number, she obviously got a new number and never like changed her number on any of her socials.
Here's the thing. You never think about that shit, right? I got a new fucking
right. No, like that's
like I got a new fucking number and just kept going on with my life. This is when I got this number, which is had to have been more than 10 years, right? But I'm going to buy something and my card shut off. Like my bank had tried to contact me about what they thought was a fraudulent purchase, and they tried my old number, couldn't reach me, so they shut my shit down. It was shit you never think of, like how that affects, like your fucking numbers. And like I've had this number for more than a decade, so God knows what it'd affect if I just changed it tomorrow.
Yeah, it was the most insane thing.
But to see that chick's picture pop up,
right?
With I'll be there at 10. All right. Like,
well, no. As soon as I was just like, wait. I haven't literally thought about you in maybe 14 years. Yeah, haven't seen you in 15.
Yeah, you start spinning through. Did I see you at the bar?
That's what I'm like. I'm like, wait a minute. Why is this face popping up on my phone right now? What the fuck is going on?
After the show thing?
Santiago, what the fuck is going on? But yeah, so it's pretty weird that some random dude.
How long did it take to ship?
He picked it up Saturday.
It would have been even funnier if it was just that chick's new job. Nah, Jason, I drive a transport now. Fucking breaker, I'll be there in an hour.
I don't know what she does now.
No idea. That would have been better.
So some random dude that saved in my phone is some lady I knew years ago.
So my son, I was telling you a little bit ago that my son had a play. And it was the funniest shit because I didn't, he's never done any of that shit. He graduates this year, and he just came home one day, and like there was a, they were looking for someone in the play or whatever. They talked him into it.
I didn't know you were gay.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I thought. I literally think that's exactly what I said. Well, you know, I'm okay with you being gay. It was some shit like that.
I remember when you could just call people gay for fun.
I know.
I would call, and
well,
back
you
when
can in my house.
Back when landline phones were a thing, I would call my friend Paul, and his dad would answer, and he'd be like, "Hello." And I'd be like, hey, is Paul there? I'd be like, hey, hold on. He said on the phone,
your boyfriend.
Be like, hey, Paul, your queer boyfriend's on the phone. he'd be like, he's coming.
Well, you can tell that we're of a generation because it was literally my response. I was like, you know, son, I'm okay with you being gay. But anyway, so he's been rehearsing, doing this shit for a long time now. And the first performance is coming up like this Saturday. And he goes, this last Saturday, he says, well, we have two, and I had a date planned, so it was like, fuck.
I can bring my date to this. She'll think I'm gay.
Well, because right, exactly. Like, I raise gay people. So there's two shows, and then he said, well, we don't know how if we're gonna do the second show. It depends on how the first one goes. So I was like, crap. all right, so I got to make this first one. So anyway, so I go.
So they were like, you guys, if you fuck it up, we'll just call it a night. We won't even give you a second shot.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Like, I was like, if this place sucked or whatever. But it ended up being really fucking funny, and it was really good. It was actually entertaining. I'd been to so many choir concerts, I want to blow my brains out. You know what I mean? Like no offense.
Orchestra.
No offense to all you kids recitals out there, but you know, they're awful, dude. They're fucking awful.
Here's my issue with it is when my son was in school and he played the violin, whenever they would have a thing, they would have, like, everybody in the school in orchestra, and the program would be like, no, dude, just give me my time slot for when my kids are, I don't give a fuck. Yep.
But they didn't. They mix it up so you had to stay, because they would do, like, your kid, then a young kid, then another class, and then they do your kid again. They'd mix it up, so you had to be there through the whole fucking thing.
Cat, I can't edit out of the fucking Christ. Why are you so loud?
It's our studio. It's because it's so sound centrated towards the microphones. That's why. But so it's funny. So when he tells me that he's in a play, my second response after he was gay was, oh, do you need somebody with experience stage time? Like, for a part, you know what I mean? Like, you may not know this, but I got some time, you know.
And let me get in there.
And then there's, like, one line where he has to say out into the crowd, Mom, look what I did, da-da-da, right? And I was like, well, you can just ad-lib right there and say Dad instead, and then make my heart glad. You know, I'm just fucking with him, right? So I get there, and then I look at the – and I realize over a period of, like, a couple months, I realize he's the star of the fucking play. That he's got a solo. He's involved in, like, five more songs. The whole thing's called, like, the Putnam County Spelling Bee, and he wins the fucking Spelling Bee. He's got all the comedy fucking lines. I was like, dude, you're the star of this play. So we get there, and I get the billing, right, the thing, the play bill. And there's some fucking chicks above him. Right. So she's one of the first ones that come out, and I'm looking at her and I'm like, she don't look like she's in high school, because they had all the students listed.
Please tell me it was the teacher.
And then they had an adult like section. They literally said, and then it down here on the bottom, it said adults, and then it had who was in the play as an adult. But Emma, whatever the fake was listed top bill. And then so like I'm like, who the fuck is this? I make this joke. I send a picture to a couple people and I'm like, my fucking Corbin is top bill. This is fucking bullshit. Like, I'm calling somebody.
Continue. But speaking of pictures, you remind me of something I got to show you.
So I'm like, I'm blowing shit, you know. Like, so we get done, and I asked Corbin. I said something about the first play or whatever, and he goes, "Well, I asked backstage who in the group had ever done a play, and none of them had except this Emma chick." And then she goes, oh, I have. I've been in every play ever since I was in high school. And I go, wait a minute. How old is this chick? And he says, she's probably in her 30s now. So she's just been in every play since she was in high school. She returns to the high school and is in every play every year.
And she's 36?
And she's in her 30s now. And
that's bullshit.
And
dude,
she billed herself top bill on the fucking on the handbill, man.
She probably doesn't look a day over 28.
She looked like she was in her 20s. I give her that much. But I was just
this one actually did look like she was in her 20s.
She probably looks like she was in her 20s. But I was like, that's why when she was doing this part, I'm like, she doesn't look like she's in high school. Like, she's definitely, at the very bare minimum, this chick graduated college this year. Like. And it turns out she was like 29. She's just turning 30. But either way, you're 10 years out of high school, still in every high school play, and you've got yourself top. You're not billed amongst the adults. She billed herself top bill, and then had a section for the rest of the students, and then adults at the bottom.
I saw someone, they posted something on the internet that was like that. I cannot find the goddamn picture. It's one you sent me, too. That's the crazy part. I was going to ask you a question about it, but I'll just ask you afterwards. Dude, that cat is insane.
Well, she's sitting there telling, she's yelling.
See?
this cat just jumped like a Jason Bourne move and clung to the bottom of a windowsill that shouldn't physically be enough ledge for her to grab onto.
No, that's like those goats that walk sideways, yeah. Dude. Those Ibex goats.
Just hanging there yelling, fuck me out the window. Because she's in heat. That's what you got. You got to
get she's not in heat. There. She's just, she's been outside twice a day, knows it's warm. This is a street cat, dude. This is the one that came inside and wants to be back outside now desperately.
Now wants to kill some shit. Yeah, now she's like, this is a prison.
I'm going to, she's actually.
You going to pause that?
No.
This is the real deal. This is the behind the scenes. Light me at 5. This is, we're setting a cat free. We just set a cat free. Right now it's beautiful. We're watching a cat return to its natural environment, the streets of Elkhart, where there was a meth puddle has dried up, so it looks like it's safe for the cat to return. The meth puddle from last episode.
Off the porch, on the ground.
Boom, boom, boom. Free. I feel like Sinatra should be playing. Thump, thump. There goes a car.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Seriously, like a car just shot by. Anyway. I guess it's not smart enough for the streets. It's got to be able to cross the street. So, So we had top bill bitches. So you had a show at the drop, right? This is last week, right? The week ago.
Couple, yeah,
it was a week ago.
Yeah, it was. The Hensley got sick, so it was kind of a last minute.
Who got sick?
Ray Hensley.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot all about that.
So they had to scramble together a lineup. So I ended up on Saturday, and first show was great. Sold out, standing room only.
Yeah.
Actually, the set's recorded somewhere. It went well. Second show was 11 people, and it just from the get started. Dude, there's something.
Was it one of those crowds that came in with like they were drunk?
But no,
it
was
like
I don't know what their deal was. I really don't. There's
gay.
There's one couple that just sat there the whole time like
they were thespians,
just nodding their heads at everything anyone said and looking inquisitively the whole time. But at the table in the front, I said something about it being an election year. The dude was like, he could like look at his friend. He's like, psh. You don't want me to talk about politics.
Right.
And it's like, no, time out. Because here's the thing. The only fucking people, just say you're a Trump supporter. Because I've never had anyone who supports any other political candidate just open up a comment. When someone just mentions an election, be like, you don't want me talking about politics. Never heard that from a Ron Johnson supporter, from a fucking...
That's true.
A Bernie supporter, no Hillary supporter.
I'd say that's 100% true in my experience.
So just so, obviously, you want to proclaim
you're
a Trump supporter, so you do want to fucking talk about politics.
But it's such a stupid thing to say anyway. Because,
it's just like, then shut
because
the...
Because nobody wants to hear your opinion on politics.
You're right.
You're absolutely right. This is not the environment. No one wants to hear this
But
shit.
It's just like, I don't understand the, like... Instead of saying you don't want, just say Trump 2024, because it's the same goddamn thing.
Right, and it's one of those subjects too that now the room's puckered, instantaneously.
Dude, the room was silent the entire fucking until like, they might have chuckled at a couple of Daryl's jokes. He went after me.
Did you do a guessy? Is that what you did?
Yeah, and then
was he hosting?
No, there's some host from Chicago I'd never met before.
I think he's coming out to do a guest this weekend when we cut his tires.
No, Daryl, why?
He went after you.
He got there late. He was at his show.
I'll defend my fucking podcast.
Buddy. He was on that. He had his black ass showcase that same night, so he came after that for the late show to do a guest spot.
I noticed when he was on the news, and took ass out of the title.
They maybe chuckled at a couple of his things. They sat pretty silently through Mark. They laughed at a few things for the headliner, but they were just fucking...
Yeah, one of those crowds.
Just one of those crowds.
Yeah,
but that dude just is like,
yeah.
Why do you gotta be like that?
It's
like the whole fucking let's go Brandon thing. It's like, why can't you guys just say what the fuck you mean? Why you gotta speak in codes and shit?
I'll never understand the need for some people who are not on the show to decide that they need to be a part of the show or have their opinion heard. It's always been that way, though. You can't even blame Facebook and shit because, like, where they just chime in with their opinion. Because It's always been that way. I think before social media, I think this is the same thing happened in comedy clubs across the world forever. But, I mean, I had a similar, the same night when you were doing that, I was doing the steamy thing over at a Charlie show. Good crowd. They came out. They packed a fucking good chunk of the room. They were in a mood for comedy, except one old bag of bones in the front row. She was probably late 70s, early 80s, and she was pissed drunk like somebody on prom. And after, I said, now I was in the back, so I never heard her the whole time. So I didn't realize that she was chirping in.
Wait, what do you mean in the back? Was it? Because when I did that room, you walk in a hallway, and there's a room to your left, a room to your right.
Right.
And then
it's the room to the right where the show was, but I was just at the back going through my phone.
Okay,
I wasn't even looking at the stage. Like the stage was off to my side there, and so I couldn't hear her. I'm half deaf anyway, and I didn't see her, so she didn't really register to me, and no one really said shit to her, so I didn't register that some lady was popping off the whole fucking time. Now sitting next to her was this just. A cardboard cutout of a dude, had his eyes half closed, you know, just with his arms crossed. But he wasn't being disruptive. And a matter of fact, is every time she said something, he elbowed her and told her to shut up, you know. And then afterwards, I'm told the show started at 7 or some shit. But so by the time I was up there, it was 8. And I was told that when somebody had gotten there at 5, she was already shit-faced at the bar, like, just blah, 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 right? But I never noticed, so I wasn't prepared for her when I walked up, that she would just start. She probably interrupted me 6 times in a 30-minute set. And you know how you start? You start with the a little bit of snarky remarks, so you know it's not fucking like cool for you to interrupt.
And so you're just like, hey, you fucking dumb bitch, you need to shut your fucking
And then
mouth.
It just gets worse and worse and worse. And so at one point, I'm like, oh, we're looking for a silver alert with her name on it. And then I start in, I go, where's your handlers at, lady? Like interruption number 4. I'm like, where's your fucking handlers at? Like, I know you're not here alone.
Was the crowd on your side with
you? Yeah, dude. Like, I looked up next to her, I go, who's this? Is this your husband next to you? This dead-eyed shell husk of a man? I was like, how do you think he got that way? Later, she interrupted me again, and I said, I've never whooped the shit out of an old woman, but tonight might be your ticket. And they start applauding. When you are threatening the life of an old...
Yeah. Yeah,
but not only would she talk, she would throw her arms up in the air, and then she would just babble shit that didn't make sense. And so you're in the middle, and so it was, you know how you have like a setup punch, and you kind of lead to the bigger like punchline of that bit. And every time you'd get to right about there, she would do some shit like throw her arms up in the air and go, "What's the meaning of all this?" And you're like, what? She just like
Was she drinking?
Just drunk as fucking gonzo at that point. But she would do it so blatantly. Yeah,
speaking of drunken shows,
that you'd have to fucking mention. You know, you have to address it. And it's like this is like if you were at a comedy club, they could have a call her off.
Around. This is a dinner club.
But this
she's
is a dinner club.
Fucking member.
She's a member for yeah. But you know, this woman was a problem at every fucking social event, every wedding. Wow.
She
every
wasn't
fucking,
at my show that I did there. That's...
No, I mean in her life, like whatever she's attending, Linda's a fucking problem.
Dude, speaking of drunken shows, I just, before you got here, was browsing the internet and someone posted a video of Nick Swardson.
Yeah.
Being so drunk that they had to shut down the show. Like the videos from the audience perspective, it starts, at the point it starts, the house lights are on, spotlights off of them, and people are kind of like talking back and forth. And they're like, they've already turned on the house lights. And
right.
Like, and then they cut his mic.
And he's just slurring his ass off
yeah.
up there.
And then someone comes and gets him and like walks him off stage. And then a dude walks out and he introduces himself. He's like, I'm the operations manager here. We decided, you know. For respective paying customers, that we can't let this continue.
Yeah, I don't think that's the first time that's happened to that dude.
I know he's talked openly about like getting sober and like drinking a lot, and
I think cocaine is another problem.
I don't know, but it was they it was so bad that they like yeah.
Well, here's the thing, like
I don't know how long into his set it was. Like, I don't. Yeah. I just, like, the video starts at the point they've already cut the spotlight in the house.
You're in rough shape when you're showing up to work that fucking plastered, especially when your job is to do comedy.
Well, the guy who posted the video said that he had been in town for the past 2 days and had been at every fucking bar over the past 2 days, because, like, that's all he's done.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you reach a problem when you show up to your job, whatever your job may be, in that condition, especially with comedy, because we do have a bit of tolerance with our job that you can, if you're fucking performing well, you can pretty much.
I don't know, man. I've gotten drunk like one time back when the market was doing late shows.
Right.
Where I've gotten.
I don't think you've gotten that fucking drunk though ever.
Oh, I do. I'm not like a super foolish drunk.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Like 20 years ago, yeah. But like,
speaking of drunk, you remind me. Put a pin in that. Keep going.
But no, yeah, if I'm drunk, it's mostly just this.
Yeah,
I'm just
it's
like
the, it's me. I'm pretty mild.
I'm a little more dizzy. And I'm a little more talkative. But yeah, that's about it.
I'm a lot more free with my money.
Yeah, I just start throwing it on the ground.
I start ordering two meals from Dine Dash.
Walk outside and throw it in the wind.
Or DoorDash.
Let it take it away.
You didn't like the first meal. The first meal wasn't filling enough. But no, we didn't
have the flavor profile I was looking for.
We did. Dan DeSimo came up, and Dan did a stellar 40 minutes. One of the best 40 minutes of some of the best written material I've heard.
Dan is seriously one of my favorite comics, hands down.
Yeah. And you were talking about drunk during shows. And they were just, let's just say they were treating me really nice. They've been recently treating me really
nice. Friday.
Yeah. And so I'm doing a new 10 minutes. And then you mentioned, you got a joke about a couple, a dude dating a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And that fits perfectly with a bit of mine. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to add that bit in. And then Jeff starts the show talking about a canine event that we do every year. We're doing again this year.
And that's why when he got off stage, I was like, are there cops here?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know why,
he said there wasn't.
I don't know why he necessarily went into that one, right? Because I didn't know what punchline he was going for there. But I have a few funny stories from that event. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll do that. I'll reference that. Because they're kind of callback. You know, it's almost a cheap joke or a cheap laugh because it acts like a callback at that point. They're like, oh, we're in on this private joke, you know? So I go up there. I start doing my time. I'm going to do my 10 minutes. And then at some point, now there's no show after us. So like when I book someone there, I book you for so many minutes. But then I always tell you, you're free to do, you know.
Do whatever.
You can do an hour if you want. Like, you know, we don't have a show after us. If it's going well and people are spending money, we don't really give a shit if it goes longer. I'm up there. And then at one point, Jeff lights me. And I'm like, cool. So I got to wrap it up. So I cut the joke off halfway. I was on, and then I stroll over to him afterwards, and I'm like, hey, dude, yeah, what the fuck are you doing lighting me in my own club? I'm like, don't ever think to give me the fucking light. Okay, if I want to go till fucking dawn, I'll go to fucking dawn on my stage, you know. Da-da. And he goes, well, it's cool. I just thought, you know, 17 minutes. And I said, wait, what? And he goes, you did 17 minutes. I go, I did 17 fucking minutes. I go, why the fuck didn't you light me 7 minutes ago? Why are you letting me go 17 minutes on my goddamn stage?
I didn't know you went that long.
I had no idea I went 17 minutes. I feel like he's lying. I feel like he was lying.
No, I think you probably did, because Dan said something on stage that this has been a long show.
Did he?
Yeah. And so there wasn't the lineup that should consist of that long of a show. That was a pretty standard, you know what I mean?
Probably. Because if I did 17, Jenny did 20. You know, never mind the other guy. Like, never mind your 10 and Jeff's opening.
I didn't even do 10.
Well, there you go. I borrowed some of your time.
I don't even know what I did, because I was the only. That room is so. The thing I do like about that is I went there. I was there 2 weeks ago. And then I was there again.
Yeah, you pop two shows a month.
And then when I got, so there's so many people in the crowd that were there in the front of the crowd that were there 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, who have seen me probably more than any other people that have seen me do comedy.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the Valpo crowd, yes. What you're talking about, yeah.
And so it really forces me to not, like, I want them to hear newer shit.
Yeah, it makes me dig up old shit, so, or new shit, or like shit everything, that's really old.
Everything I did on that show was stuff that I said either zero times or maybe three or four times on stage.
Right.
It wasn't fully worked out stuff. And so I just told Jeff, I was like, dude, I don't even know. And he's like, I'm just going to sit down and start walking up when you're telling everyone you're done. I'm like, okay. So I don't know how much time I did.
That's one thing, though, I love about that place is that we don't have a whole... The staff isn't even waiting to go home afterwards because they just go
the bar next door.
They go next door.
And it was cool, too, because there was, all the people that I do know that I've seen at shows in the region that were there are regulars. There's a guy that came up to me after the bar and started talking. He's like, man, I was here a couple weeks ago and saw you. He's like, all your shit, like, I love your stuff. It's really one of those, that group of dudes in the back.
Yeah. I'm telling you, yeah.
Are those regulars too?
I don't know. Because
they were, the one dude was at least there 2 weeks in a row.
So since 2024 started, well, that's not true. Our last two shows, since the last two shows of 2023, what was there for Dan's show has been our small rooms, our small crowds. Since my last show, my last headline there, ever since we've been on a streak where what you saw, that's what's considered, knock on wood, that's considered a small crowd for us.
No,
which
and
was
that's
a nice, healthy paying crowd.
So, yeah, no, it made it even, in my head, the payoff was better because, I forced myself to try to do, to work out this newer shit in front of a live crowd because of the people that I do know me. And then another guy who just happened to see me two fucking weeks ago got to see a whole new, I didn't do any, what I mean?
And I feel the same pressure because I'm there doing time. I treat it like my mic. I just do it all. I do it in 10 minute or apparently 17 minute segments.
Cause there's dude that happens,
but you're exactly right though, because that, especially that front row tends to be our Valpo crowd. But I guess that was my point. Ever since my last headline there and all the shows in 2024 we've done, the Valpo crowd has really shown up heavy. So now it's hard to tell who's a regular because I remember some of these people, they might show up and I remember them, and in my head they've been to 50 shows. Well, they've been to 50 shows 4 years ago. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. No.
It's hard for me to tell you who's all.
Their names are Michael and Jenna, the guy with the beard and his wife. Okay. And then Chuck, the older guy that's. Those three people for sure. Have seen me do comedy more than any other three fucking people, unless you're a comic. what I mean?
Because
they used to be at all of our.
Well, there was
shows.
Another one. I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden. God damn it, Orville. He was at Coffees. But again, what you mistake though is that they're huge fans of comedy. So for them, it's a big when Orville. That's what Orville mentioned. He was like, "Dude, this is." I didn't even occur to me until Orville said it. But he said, "This is a Valpo reunion here," and he goes, "Everybody's from the wall." And I looked, and I'm like, "You're right." Brandon King, Coffee, myself, you, Johnny. Right? It was everyone of them was a comic from the wall.
There's a couple at the drop that are regulars, and they sit in the front a lot, and. I always, because a lot of the times I'll do guest spots at the drop on a whim. Hey, is there any way? If I'm not asking, sometimes I'll get hit.
You can treat it like an extended mic, too.
I'll get hit, but sometimes I'll get hit up and just do a show and not really put much thought of it into the day and just go into my reserves. And every time they're there, I'm just sometimes it bums you out because I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, now I feel like
you guys are going to hear this again.
Yeah, now I got to do something different. Right.
So I just don't look at them ever when I'm just going.
That's why the set I was originally going to do for Dan before I started ad-libbing shit in and apparently just went off on a mini special, was a mix between some newer jokes and then some jokes I haven't done in probably 3 or 4 years, and as a result I fucked them all up. But I mean that's part like I said when I'm doing a guest spot there the important thing for that room Jeff and I had talked about when he came in was they see a consistency. But so it's either me or Jeff that kind of hosts and we rotate. But even when we're not, we tend to jump in and do 7 to 10 minutes. So it's just so the consistency always see us.
That makes the venue feel better that some random's not just showing up 20 minutes before the show like, oh, I'm supposed to host. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right. And it, honestly, the crowd there is such a mix of the Valpo crowd now. They like seeing Jeff. They like seeing the Valpo consistent comics. Because they were, that was a nice club. That was a they had a nice regular crowd that liked to come
up. So who's there in 2 weeks?
Let's see. We got coming up is this weekend is Brianna Blackburn and Billy D. Billy D's my feature. Daryl Spencer will be up there doing a guest spot. Jared Moxley, the Moxinator, who I'm a huge fan of. So I routinely I bring him up about once every like 5 or 6 weeks. Call him up.
Jared's really funny.
I think he's great. I'm going to tell him this weekend, too, is that he's got a full extension to just hit me up anytime he wants to do a guest spot. Unless I already have like a dumb number of like 3 guests already, but I'll definitely throw him in.
3 is the tops.
It's just you really push it. Just because like that's why I was blowing him shit about lighting me, but then I was immediately blowing him shit about letting me go over. Because I if anyone goes over, I want my feature and my headliner to have the time. And like you know, pushing 2 hours, you're pushing fucking. That's a long show.
Yeah,
hour 45 is really the tops you want to roll.
Yeah, it is.
Am I keeping you from?
No.
You're still on schedule. So we got Brianna Blackburn, and we got a Billy D, and then we got the 2 weeks after that, we got Alan Ford headlining and Max Tidy is featuring.
Max Tidy, I haven't seen Max Tidy in couple and a half years or so.
I've done a couple of spots with him in Michigan. I've been on a couple of shows that he's on. Like, so Dan DeSimo, there's a we got a shirtless gentleman walking the crooked sideways walk across the street. That's the Sidewinder.
Let me see if I know him.
That's a Sidewinder jig with no shirt, and he's got a water bottle though, so he's gonna stay hydrated. This gentleman, meth dries you out a little bit.
I don't know him. Hey, but when we're done here, I'll take you. So you could see
the city, the tent city,
the new construction that's going on. Sweet. back at the homeless encampment.
No one
was out there today when I drove by earlier, but it is getting dark.
Yeah,
but it is the first night. So they might be hanging out at the park like they like to do.
It is a nice day. They might be hanging out by the river. But yeah, so we were talking about with Dan was. He was like, a lot of the scenes in Chicago, you can't get more than 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And Michigan's like that. It's been my experience. Is a ton of the shows up in Michigan are showcases where they got a bunch of comics.
Yeah, it's like showcases or open mics that you have to like book out a month in advance on. It's very strange,
right?
Like how they do that.
No, I got an open mic appearance coming up in Niles.
That's most of the Michigan comics that I see on social media. Are like booking these advanced mics. It's just getting booked for a mic seems strange.
I know. I know. I think the whole thing is weird. But that's one reason. That's what Dan found appeal was one. It's just nice to be able to go down and do 40 minutes in a block. But so that's always sweet. The month after, we got Zach O'Ryan coming down
again.
We got you know, we have a nicer name coming too. That Rafter Zacco and
a nicer name,
a bigger name, a more recognizable name. But I don't nothing like
you've announced it, haven't you?
Not that one. You're talking about the famous one. No, this one's more of a famous comedy scene in Chicago.
I was gonna say you just announced it this weekend or last weekend.
Yeah, you're talking about the famous one, but I don't know if that contract's been signed. So I backed off mentioning it again until I know for sure that's signed. But I can't think of the damn name, so I'll be more prepared next time. But we're talking that's in April. That's like mid-April anyway. So there's 2-3 more shows to go before we get there.
So yeah, this is obviously the new setup we have to go with. I have the cats don't get their own bedroom anymore, so I had to make a place for the litter box and the food.
That's right. You're getting a roommate.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see how that goes. Maybe we'll have a new producer. Maybe. Family event.
No.
Be an executive assistant producer because Rusty's still on the payroll.
Dude, we don't need a fucking mini me sitting right there.
Do you have anything you want to promote?
No, I don't think so. Hold on, let me look.
I got a 420 show.
Where's your 420 show?
Lang Lab. I'm not sure what that is.
I do. I've played music there before.
Yeah, have you done comedy there?
No, but I will be doing comedy there on 420.
Really?
Yeah.
You have 420 show?
I do.
Wait a minute. Did he book us because we're just white stoners? Are we his token white stoners for 420?
Probably.
We're like his Cheech and Chong. I'll take it. I mean, who might have turned it away?
Yeah, I'll be a token white guy. Fucking, yeah. I'll be the token white guy in all your shit, man.
Fuck yeah. 420 show, Lang Lab, South Bend. Come check out. Light me at 5. You don't get to see us. Well, I guess that's dumb to say. You could have seen us two together two weeks in a row.
I just kind of said something last
week. Well, yeah, you were sending me emails about getting on Dan's show. I was like, I don't have time for you on Dan's show. Get off your horse. You're going to get on this other show. I'm going to show up, and I'm just going to do time. And I'm like, get out of the parking lot.
I said I need to do a video, so I'm going to come out and do a guest spot.
Did you record that one?
I submitted a video that when I sent you that I edited.
I know, and I totally forgot to submit to that fucking thing. Did you sent me a thing, and I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
So, yeah, I shot video, and then when I was done, I was like, I'm going to come and do a spot on the CMO show in 2 weeks, too.
And I was like, no, it's only, you're not on the list. And then you're like, I'm going to do it in the parking lot. And then
I don't even need you to get on the list. The door guy's like, hey, what's up, dude?
I know, I got to talk to him about tightening up security around there. So
I got that, and I'm doing a roast.
Who you roasting?
Coming up. A friend of mine's dad. There's a guy, this dude, Bill Finney, he's a music promoter. He books a lot of shows. He's like the guy that books shows in the area.
For music you're talking?
Yeah, since I was in my early 20s, this guy's been booking bands I was in.
Do you need help writing roast?
And,
I do it for 90.
And he's been roasting like people in the music scene over the past like year or so, every couple months. And the one he has upcoming is a local sound guy who also happens to be the dude I told you about would tell his son how I was calling him on the landline phone when those existed. The guy who would just be like, Paul, your queer boyfriend's on the phone. we're roasting him. And I have like a 20-year history of knowing this guy. So
that one's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I can't say no to this.
Right.
So that's it. I'm not even sure exactly when. It's in April sometime, I think. Late April sometime. I'm not even sure. But once more details come, I'll promote that. That's still like a month away.
There you go.
Only fucking March something, dude.
I know. I got something else in March, but I can't remember for life me what it was. So it might be a mic somewhere out of town for all I fucking know.
Booked a mic in East Lansing, Michigan.
We rocking the world out here, man. We rocking the world.
Yep. Yep.
That's Light Me at 5.
Jesus
man.
Christ.
You can reach
it's
us.
Called Well Crafted. It's in the fucking DNA.
Well Crafted, man. It's let me tell you about these two turds.
Between fucking rocking it out here, between Well Crafted, between 46-year-olds who think they look fucking 28, I'm going out of my mind here, dude.
I think I know what we're talking about.
Exactly. Seriously, it's so like, I'm not a commenter on social media. I never have been.
Right.
I've never, like, people are always like, oh, I'm in Facebook. I've never been in Facebook jail because I know if I did, I would be in Facebook prison on fucking death row. So I take screenshots and comment to Dean.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's an interesting, the comedy world is full of interesting characters.
No. Not even that. The timeline of like random psychos that just add people. And for some reason, there's like 97 mutual friends of some fucking crazy person you've never met.
Yeah, but if I didn't have those Facebook accounts to watch and laugh about, what would I do with my day, Jason?
Oh, dude, I've been... I've gotten friend requests from like legitimately mentally ill people.
Oh yeah, no, I have several
who like I have spent 45 minutes reading like schizophrenic rants that don't mean anything.
They're the fucking best,
and it's like holy shit.
Yeah, it makes me feel good about me as a parent and as an employee.
There's some lady I follow that
sir, I shit on a clock for 4 hours today. I am not this crazy. Do you see this shit?
Holy shit. Dude, I followed this one lady who keeps talking about how she was in a relationship with Leo back in the day. And she posted a picture of Leonardo DiCaprio in the movie Romeo and Juliet. I believe that.
Is she like in front of the TV?
No. It's literally a still from the movie. That you can Google image search.
That's supposed to be like her at the beach with him?
And he's just sitting there. She's not even in the photo, and he's holding like a book. And she's like, this is the photo I took of Leo.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Whatever the date is. She's like, and that's the leather-bound journal I bought him at blah, blah, blah bookstore. And blah, blah, and has this whole story about how they went there. And like, and I'm like, this was a promotional still from the movie.
This lady sounds fantastic, man.
Oh, dude, it's insane. And she likes all of her own posts and comments on her own posts.
That's always a
comments sign. Emojis on her own posts.
Yeah. I got several of those. And I'm like, well, that's always a surefire sign when they're putting up some crazy rant and then they love it themselves. And then they make more further comments into the
My brother, one time, I get a message from him and it's just this Facebook account. And I'm looking through it and I'm like, what the? So I sent a message. I'm like, dude, is this just some random mentally ill person's Facebook account? And he's like, yeah, read it.
He's like, hell yeah, like, that's all exactly right. What I fucking sent you. I think I send you that shit all the time myself.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to do it for us. You can reach us, lmfivepod@gmail.com. You can reach me at deanjerningcomedy@gmail.com. You can reach Jason by reaching out to the pod. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Instagram. Come to a show, Lang Lab 420. We might talk about weed. See ya.
Light me at 5. 5. 5. Light me at 5. 5. 5. 5. Light me at 5.
I'm like, I think she just called my cat a retard.